Hey everybody, welcome to this video where I'll be answering some of the most common questions and concerns from people who want to learn Python or who want to learn to code in general. This will hopefully help you to decide if it's something you want to invest your time into learning right now. Coding has been a hot topic in recent years. On one hand, we are sold the idea that it is free and easy to learn, that the work is interesting, and that it pays well. On the other hand, there's concerns that the jobs market is oversaturated right now, or some people are worried that coding might be too hard for them to learn. And now we have AI tools like ChatGPT, which threaten to make programmers obsolete. And on top of this, even if you decided that coding was still valuable to learn, there's just also an overwhelming number of technologies to choose from when you're starting out. So is Python really the right choice? My name is Jack, I'm a software engineer, and in this video, I'm gonna answer some of these questions so that you can decide whether or not Python coding is something you want to invest time into learning. So, what is Python? Let's first start off by talking about what Python is and how it is used around the world. Python is a general purpose programming language. It's a way of writing instructions for a computer or a machine to do things for you. This can range from something as simple as making a message appear on your screen, all the way to very complex things like an online shopping system such as Amazon.com, or controlling a fleet of drones. And the use cases for Python continue to grow every day as the world becomes more digital and more automated. And here are just some of the things that Python is being used for today. So a lot of general coding is done with Python, applications, backend services, things that you don't see, but behind the scenes, it's everywhere and is practically running the internet and most of the world. Python is also the dominant language in AI and machine learning. So if you want to get a career in AI and you think it's like the next big thing, then Python is still the number one language for that subject. Python is also heavily used in data science. So things like analytics, crunching a lot of data, it's used heavily in banks and finance markets as well. Python's used for robotics and automation, and it's also used not as much, but still quite heavily used in something like cybersecurity. And if you want even more concrete examples, here are some of the organizations that are using Python right now. Big tech companies like Google, YouTube, and Amazon heavily use Python throughout the company, and it could be for things like backend services or maybe even earlier versions of some of their platforms like YouTube were written in Python. NASA also uses Python to process some of the data from the James Webb Telescope, which was just recently deployed. Python is also used quite heavily in the startup environment because it's quite a productive language to write in. You can get a lot done very fast, very quickly. So it's pretty clear from this that Python is a widely used and a highly in-demand skill. Because it's so useful, that generally translates to great job and career prospects as well, no matter where you are in the world. Okay, but why start with Python? If you were just starting out learning to code, then why should you choose Python as your first programming language? Why not something like JavaScript or C++ or Ruby? It's a good question, so let's take a look at what makes Python an ideal choice for beginners. Here are the three top reasons that I think make Python an ideal language for beginners. It's got an extremely easy learning curve compared to languages like Rust or C++. I think that Python is the easiest one to learn, so you won't get stuck or dragged down by the difficulty. It's also got very easy syntax to learn. Python tries very hard to make the programming syntax read and feel a lot like a normal human sentence. If you look at Python code, you've just got a much higher chance of understanding it as opposed to C++ or Rust code, for example. And the third reason is that it's a highly useful language. It is used in so many domains, so many companies use it, all the way from big tech to startups to data science to AI and machine learning. So as a primary skill, it's already very powerful. However, even if you move on to other domains that don't use Python as a main language, for example, you move into systems programming and you want to do Rust or C++, or you move into games development and you want to use C#, or you want to move into front-end web development and you use TypeScript. Even in all of those cases, Python is still a really useful language to have in your pocket because you can use it to write automation and scripts and things that help with that main job that you're doing. It's never a waste to learn Python, even if you don't end up using it as your main development language. Let's also take a look at some data to see where Python stands. Python is tied for top spot for the language that most developers want to learn, according to the 2022 Stack Overflow Developer Survey. It's also one of the most popular languages amongst people learning to code, pretty much neck to neck with HTML and JavaScript. The job prospects and salary data also look pretty good. The average annual salary for a Python developer in the US is almost 100k USD, and there's potential to grow into much larger roles as well. For example, a software engineer at a big tech company like Google can make 180k at the entry level, all the way up to 480k at the staff level. Now, whilst Python is really good at being a general purpose language, it's also true that some languages might make more sense if there's a specific specialization that you want to pursue. For instance, here's a couple of things that Python isn't really good at. High performance computing. The actual technical performance of Python programs is quite slow compared to some of the other options available. That's because it is not a compiled language. If you don't know what that means yet, that's okay. Just know that there's two types of languages, ones that get compiled into machine code and ones that get interpreted. What that means is that the compiled ones will always be a lot faster. So something like C++, Golang, and Rust are compiled languages. So if you need to write something that has really high sort of millisecond, nanosecond performance, like high frequency trading programs, then you probably would go with one of the compiled languages instead. Next is game development. So if you're into game development, then most likely you'll end up using something like Unity, which uses C#, or maybe Unreal Engine, which uses C++. So Python isn't very strong at game development, and we don't really have a lot of examples of successful commercial games being made with Python. Web and mobile is another area that Python isn't dominant in. So if you want to make native phone apps that people can download from the App Store, or if you want to make websites, you'll probably need to learn something in addition to Python to make that really take off. Just to be clear though, a large component of web and mobile games do need some kind of backend service, like a server they talk to or some kind of part of the app that's in your control. And that's fine, that can be done with Python. But the actual interface that the user sees and interacts with is usually done with different languages. In the case of web, you'll be using JavaScript or TypeScript. And if you want to do mobile, there's actually a lot of different options. You can use something like Swift or Java, or you can even use TypeScript as well. There's actually a lot of options for mobile development, but sadly, none of them are Python. Blockchain is another thing that Python isn't the dominant language in. For example, if you want to write Ethereum smart contracts, you need to learn how to write Solidity, which is another programming language. But still, even if your goal is to eventually do any of those things that I just listed there, then I still think that Python is a great choice to start with. Simply because when you're just starting out, you're not just learning about the programming language, you're also learning about programming ideas and concepts itself, which I reckon is at least 50% of the work. But once you've learned them for one language, you'll know them for all languages. So even if you wanted to go to some of these other development environments, Python is a great language to start from. Learn all of these programming concepts and ideas, and then you can carry them and apply them to as many development environments or as many programming languages as you want. In terms of picking a first language to learn, the only serious contender to Python, I think, is JavaScript. JavaScript is the most used programming language in the world. It's used predominantly in web development and mobile development. So things like websites, mobile applications, and a lot of SaaS startups tend to have a heavy focus on JavaScript. Honestly, this is also a good choice to start with, and I don't think you could go wrong choosing either Python or JavaScript as your first language. In fact, if you know for certain that you want to work mostly on web and front-end development, and here front-end means like the user interface portion of a web app, then JavaScript might actually be a better choice for you than Python. Otherwise, in most cases, I think Python has a slight edge, and here's why. Python's syntax is more concise and consistent. It'll be easier to learn, and you don't have to deal with the weird things that JavaScript throws at you. Python has a wider range of use cases, so once you learn Python, you can actually apply that to a lot more different types of jobs and different types of work. Python's also more self-sufficient. The learning path with Python, I feel, is a lot more straightforward than with JavaScript. So JavaScript might be easy to learn at the basic level, but to make it useful, you also have to learn a lot of additional things like HTML, CSS, you might need to learn TypeScript, and you definitely need to learn a framework like React or Next.js before you can really start being productive with JavaScript. So who should learn Python? I think that Python coding skills are useful for a much wider range of people than you might initially think. If you're someone who's decided already that you want to learn to code, then for the reasons we already covered, Python is a great choice. Otherwise, if you're looking to switch careers, Python is also a really good skill to have. It helps you get into coding and into a wider tech career in general. Or you might be be somebody who just wants to build something. You've got an app idea or a startup idea and you just want to build it yourself and not having to rely on other people to do it. Python would be a good way to get started with that as well. Or finally, you might not want to switch careers or build something yourself, but you might want to automate something that you're doing every day. For example, you're a sales rep, then Python can help you do things to give you an edge over your peers. For example, I've heard of somebody who was a sales rep using a Python script to automate lead generation and sending out emails to their prospects. Of course, you'll have to put in some effort and time to be able to learn Python, but it is something that's still achievable even if you're working full time or generally have a busy schedule. You don't need to spend any money to learn. I've looked on the internet already. There's lots of books, video courses, online tutorials, even university lectures available for free. So if anybody tells you that you need to spend money to learn Python, that's not true. Everything is available for free. You just need to know where to look. And you don't necessarily need a college degree or any kind of certification either to be taken seriously in the job market. But now let's be realistic and talk about some of the reasons against learning to code and see if they affect you. And some of these reasons include job market oversaturation, or coding being too hard to learn. Also, the emergence of AI tools and no-code tools like ChatGPT. The first concern is that the jobs market is oversaturated at the entry level and that it's difficult for new grads and new learners to try to find a job. And I think it's definitely true that it's harder at the entry level to just get that break into the industry, but then once you get going, it does become a lot easier. There is still a ton of demand for any level past that. So mid-level developers, senior developers are still highly in demand. So let's focus on just getting past that entry level. I think another major problem at the entry level is that companies have to spend a lot of time ramping up and training their new hires before they can become productive. And I think that's partly because universities and boot camps don't actually teach all of the skills that are necessary to become productive in a team environment. So they might focus on data structures and algorithms and writing a couple of programs, but there's also more skills you need to learn to be productive in a team environment. So something like Git and GitHub, this is not covered in a lot of details at universities, or things like communication, like technical communication with your team. These are examples of some things that are very undertaught yet very highly in demand amongst tech companies. So ultimately, to break through the entry level, you need to be able to demonstrate that you can generate value for a company really quickly. You've got a good, relevant set of skills, you know the latest technology, not necessarily the cutting edge latest, I don't think that's a good thing as well, but sort of something that's at least 2 to 3 years recent. And to do that, I think it just means uploading a couple of projects to GitHub, essentially building a portfolio that you can talk about personally and passionately. I also happen to have a bunch of project videos like these on my channel because I like doing them myself and I like to teach people how to do them. So feel free to browse them if you need any inspiration. On Reddit threads, I often see people ask questions like, is it too late to learn Python? Am I too old to learn coding? Or do I need to be good at math? Well, what I can tell you is that I haven't seen any of those things actually hold somebody back from being successful in learning to code and learning Python, and actually also going on to be successful in the industry. On the contrary, I've actually seen many real cases of people defying the odds, learning coding, learning Python, and then going on to become very successful in tech, getting their dream job, and then looking back and being really surprised at themselves that they were able to do it. The next concern is about AI tools and no-code tools like ChatGPT eliminating programmers. These tools are indeed good at answering general questions and writing code snippets and even kickstarting some prototypes for you. But give them a try for yourself. See if you can build the next dating app or an online platform, and just see how far you can get before you start to run into problems. When I tried them out for myself, I saw these AI tools as an extremely useful thing for programmers to have in their toolbox, but I didn't see them as a threat at all. I think it's more likely that these tools will help to make software engineers even more productive than to replace them entirely. But these things are still really new, so let's keep an eye on it and see how it affects the future of coding. So I hope this video was helpful for you if you're thinking about learning Python or learning how to code. Overall, I think it's an excellent skill to have and it'll help you to get ahead. It might help you to automate something that's boring and tedious at your current job, or maybe even switch careers one day if that's what you want to do. And if you want to get started learning Python, then stay tuned because this video is part of a full course beginner series that I'm designing where I'll be teaching you to learn Python from scratch. If you have any questions about learning to code in Python or learning how to code in general, then let me know in the comments. Otherwise, thanks for watching and see you in the next one.